I can go on and on because you just got a real cool vibe, man. Yeah, we can talk and chill. We should like get coffee or something.
Yeah, we should, man. Absolutely.
We're in your house, we're in your car, we are wherever you are, playing you the rest of the best in gospel music.
Hi, my name is Apostle Burl Howard, and guess what? You're listening to Soul Prosper Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Ernest Pugh, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio. Keep it locked right here.
On your radio. On your radio.
Soul Prosper Radio.
There you go.
Stay with me.
This is Ronan Harrison.
I'm Kirk Whalen.
Hey, this is Cheryl Pepsi Riley.
I am Tashina Arnold.
And together we are chosen.
Hey, Digger. This is Brian Hammond.
This is Sherry Shepherd.
Hey, this is Percy Beatty, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio.
Hey everybody, I'm Deverta Clark Cole, the Rose of Gospel, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio. Y'all keep it locked.
My name is Michelle Williams. I love hanging out with Soul Prosper Radio.
This is Kim Burrell, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio.
Got a real cool vibe, man.
It's Prosper Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome back to On the Record. I'm Fred Willis, your gracious host, and I am honored today to have a very special guest with me. Her fifth album is coming out this week, y'all, and I've heard it, and let me tell you, I stand on good authority to tell you, it's a good one. So help me welcome to the show, Ms. Ja'Kalyn Carr. Welcome.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing real good. It's such an honor to be talking to you. I love your music, and as I said, I heard the album, and yeah, I love it. I love it. Changing your story. Tell me about this album.
Thank you so much. Well, this album, I wanted to do something different. I wanted to, first of all, record in a different environment. So for those of you who don't know, this album is live. I recorded at Praise in the Park in October of last year. And it was just an amazing experience. Like, we had some church, and I wanted to get as much as I possibly could on the album. But, you know, I'm excited about the revelation. Now, I changed it up a little bit on a couple of songs. It's a little surprise in there. But most importantly, again, the messages is just like it hits home for me. And one thing I feel like this album is definitely about is identity. Understanding who you are in God.
Okay.
And then also understanding the things that God wants to do in your life. We got to understand that as we continue to operate in the will and the plans of God, God pleasures in blessing his people. God is not content with where we are, you know, a lot of times. So he continues to elevate us, continues to bless us, because as long as we are alive, there's always something greater he wants to do through us. And so with that being said, this album is all about helping you to see and to know and understand that God really wants to change your story. I touch on many, many areas, you know, with the different songs, and just really giving you a different view and different aspect of the things that God loves to change. And I might not have got all of the areas on there, but you get the point of just God just really wanting to change your story.
Absolutely. And you know, with changing your story with that single when it came out, it carries the Ja'Kalyn Carr signature sound. It really does. As you put that together, you know, the title track, you know, sometimes when you have a title track, you know, there's a lot of pressure on that. But that was your first single, you know, from the project. So talk about, you know, going through the process of choosing a single, you know, to kind of set the tone for the album.
Well, we knew 2 years ago when God gave me the song that that would be my next single. This is before I had even had any other song completed. We knew that this that would be my next single, and it would be the album title. And so with that being said, just being able to release that message, especially during these times, I can be very, very honest with you. I didn't know what time we would be in when God said release the album to the world, or release the song, the message to the world. But he knew the entire time, and that's why, you know, I tell people all the time, it pays to, you know, listen to God, consult with God, because every song that I put out, before I put it out, I always, my family and I, we always go before God to ask him, is this what you want us to release? And God has never led us wrong. And so I just even want to just take that opportunity to speak to writers and artists out there, you know, who's struggling on what song to release or what should you do. God is always the greatest person to go to, because I just look at it like this. If he gave me the song, he can give me the strategy and everything else for the song. And so with that being said, this is how the moves are made over here in J. Kalen Carr Ministries.
I love it. And you know, like you said, it's paying great dividends. It pays y'all to listen and to keep God in the process. And you have another single though, from that album that's out, Power of Love. It's also another powerful song, and it speaks to the time as well. Talk to me about Power of Love.
Yeah, so Power of Love, again, that was another one that was written a year and some change ago. And it's just a song that really displays and expresses that we can do some amazing things as we operate in love and treat one another right, mm-hmm. and respect one another. You know, I believe that, of course, we can definitely stand for what's right together, but let's also, in addition to that, let's build with one another. Let's, you know, continue to build up one another as opposed to tearing down, because again, things can happen when we're together.
Yeah.
And so that's what that song is all about. Even when you watch the music video, you just see people from all different walks of life and different races and kinds just coming together and genuinely expressing love.
Wow. Okay. I love it. I really love the messaging, and you know, it's a good thing when people grab it. You know, sometimes some songs you got to do a little more work for people to get it, you know, but I think this is something that people got from the beginning. So, okay, let me do this. You have earned 4 number one Billboard songs, top 6 top 10 songs. You did all that by the age of 23. Your previous albums, The Life Project and One Nation Under God, reached number one on top gospel album sales. You are a 4-time Grammy nominee. You won a Dove Award last year. You nominated again this year. You won multiple Stellar Awards. We have lost count. However, I'm going to say this is probably your best album, if not one of your best. You get better every time. If I say this is your best album, do you agree or disagree, and why?
I definitely agree. I feel like every round goes higher and higher.
All right now.
This album, sound like my grandmother when I said that. But yes, like, again, like you all know, I try, because you know I'm a preacher too, so I try as much as I can to get messages within the song.
Yeah.
And so this album, just a revelation within itself, and then the music and just everything put together. And I want to say, I knew that, you know, God would use this album to make a great impact when he pushed me or instructed me to go on a fast. Mm-hmm. He literally told me to go on a 40-day fast. It wasn't absolute, but he told me to go on a 40-day fast at the beginning of last year. This was February sometime. And I didn't know that during this fast, he would give me every song and allow me to complete every song for this album. Hmm. So I knew that this thing must have been a little serious. and you know, when we began to rehearse on it, and just everything just flowed, and just to experience God's presence even through it, and most, because we all know, you know, I basically give that prophetic message,
yes,
you know, through my songs and things of that nature, and I just knew that God would just use this to make an impact. So I definitely agree with you.
Okay, all right then. So you know, I listened to it, and of course there were songs that grabbed me. I don't want to give anything away. The song.
No, go ahead.
Okay.
Listen, we almost got the release date.
Okay. Okay, so you went back and you gave us a little more of It's Yours. You gave us just a little bit more of It's Yours. That was wonderful. Obviously Changing Your Story, Power of Love. Mm-hmm. I heard that. But somewhere around the middle, at Major.
Mm-hmm.
That song grabbed me. You know, there's a release before that one though.
Yeah.
And Major though, I was, you know, I let the album play through once, But that was the song that stopped me, and I put it on repeat.
Wow.
And I was like, whoa, this is okay, y'all. We got a winner right here. And not that I was listening comparatively, but because the album is good, it's great, it's great atmosphere, Praise in the Park every year, you know. But I was like, whoa, you know. So I'm just gonna ask you, talk to me about Major and putting that song together.
To be honest with you, this is, I clearly came up with that song. God gave me that song during the fast. I was in worship that night that I wrote it. And next thing you know, what came out of my mouth was, I can see it, I can hear it, I can feel it, I can't explain it, but I know that it's Major. Like, it just started coming out, and I'm like, wait a minute, what is this? So I picked up my phone, and I'm the type where, like, if something comes to me, I have to, I don't care if I'm in church, wherever I am, if it comes to me, I have to pick up my phone and record it, because otherwise I will forget about it.
Yeah.
But I picked it up. And then I remember having to preach that weekend. And I remember meeting with the musician. And I was like, this is what I want. This is the number system I need you to go to. And that night, I sung it after I preached. And it was just, it was like, yeah, this got to go on the album. And so, it just charged the atmosphere.
Yeah.
And one thing I wanted to do, I wanted to be intentional with this album as well. And release what God wants to release within this time and this season.
Mm-hmm.
And just really release things that really pull people into a greater and higher place in God, both spiritually and naturally.
Hey everybody, thank you so much for listening to On The Record. I'm Fred Willis, and we're talking with Ja'Kalyn Carr today about her new album, Changing Your Story. I want you to stay tuned, and we'll be right back after these messages. Hey everybody, it's Fred here, and I want to take a moment to talk financial solutions. If your financial future is not as secure as you want or need it to be, I want to introduce you to Keith Squalls of the K. Allen Financial Group. He's already helped numerous clients eliminate debt and even helped them pay off their mortgages years ahead of schedule. It's not too good to be true. It's too good to miss. Give him a call today. Tell him I sent you. The number to call is 877-888-6322. That's 877-888-6322.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
One day, in the blink of an eye, life as we know it will have to transition. And in that time, it is imperative that your family can aid in the transition with a peace of mind. At Tree of Life Funeral Directors, Andrew D. Sims Kirkland, Daryl R. Davis I, and Paris E. Lowry bring together more than 50 years of combined experience to offer traditional and non-traditional burials and cremations. At Tree of Life, you'll be able to choose from wood and metal caskets, burial vaults, full colored funeral programs, memorial baskets, cremation sculptures, and much more. We also provide pre-need and at-need services, Texas Notary Services, free for seniors, and accept various forms of payment. For more information, call 817-451-LIFE. That's 817-451-5433. Or visit us at treeoflifefd.com or at facebook.com/treeoflifefd. And you can even stop by at 1051 South Hanley Drive in Fort Worth, Texas. Tree of Life Funeral Directors, service of distinction and class with integrity of ages past.
Hey y'all, it's Pastor Cora Jakes Coleman, and you are listening to Soul Prosper Radio with Fred Willis.
Let's just read these. Changing Your Story, You've Been Restored. That's a good one too. The Blood Never Loses. That's a good one. Connected to You. Yep. It's Yours 2.0. Jehovah Jireh. Oh, Yes, Jehovah Jireh. You got to praise on that one. You got to get your feet moving. Jehovah Jireh, yes. You come back with that one. You even got a reprise to that one. Then she's, listen, y'all, she taps in on Major. We got a prophecy there. We got the song, Canaan. And then we got, and what you always do, you always include the, you know, the radio edits. And I do appreciate that, too, that y'all take, you know, you let people hear both versions of that. Okay, so I read all those tracks off. Which one of those would you declare is your favorite? I'm putting you on the spot.
Okay. Yes, it's a bit of a struggle for me, but I would say my top two are Jehovah Jireh and The Blood Never Loses.
Okay.
Jehovah Jireh, yeah. And when you hear it, those of you who haven't heard it, when you hear it, you see that it speaks or hear that it speaks to, you know, when you're in a place and you feel that God is transitioning you or, you know, God is moving you into another area, but it's like all odds are against you. You're trying to work, you're trying to do these things, but it's like nothing is just like coming together for you and your faith is being tested. But God is like, listen, I am Jehovah Jireh.
Yeah.
Whatever you need, you better believe I can provide it. But the thing is, you got to trust me to know that if I gave you the vision, if I gave you the dream, I will provide for it.
Mm-hmm.
And with that being said, I'm going to show up. And when I show up, I'm not showing up empty handed. I'm going to show up with miracles, show up with manifestation. And that's what that song is about. And it's Bible based. And I would say that's what's special about this entire album, because literally every song that you hear Bible about.
Yeah.
And so, of course, you hear it all throughout Jehovah Jireh, starting from the beginning to the very end.
Yeah.
And then The Blood Never Loses. God literally showed me a wrestling and boxing ring. And, you know, one thing we have to understand is whatever you put the blood of Jesus up against, it does not matter how intense it is. It doesn't stand a chance. The blood would not lose to it. And one line that I say in the song is, the intensity doesn't even matter. When the blood steps in, things shatter. Your problems can't compete where they don't compare. So it's like, what are your problems doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing here? When you put the blood against it, the blood upon it, all you got to do is just begin to let the blood do what it does. And that is shatter that thing. And so those are two of my top favorites. But of course, like the album, the whole album is just like, ooh, it's hard to choose. Since you made me choose, I just chose both of those.
Okay, that's cool. You know, and something else that I get, you know, listen to it is y'all had a lot of fun. It comes through, you know, with each song. And, you know, putting an album together, you're obviously not recording close to home like you normally are. What was this, Atlanta? Atlanta. Okay, so in Atlanta, that's not too far. Is this the same crew that you've used on all your other albums?
Yes.
Singers and musicians? Okay. Okay, so yeah, so that makes it easy, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it was everybody just came together. It was just a really, really beautiful experience. Everybody, because one thing I told them in rehearsal, we made a few adjustments, but one thing I told them in rehearsal is that, you know, God told me that when he first gave me these songs to not just look at this as an album, but this is an assignment. And once I released that to everybody, everybody just got on board and it just flowed. The songs just really ministered to us. Even when we was in rehearsal, like, I know Jehovah Jireh, like, we was just like stuck. But yeah, it was just an awesome experience.
Wow, that's really cool. We're gonna wrap this up a little bit, y'all. I'm talking to Ja'Kalyn Carr. Her new album, Changing Your Story, is coming out this week, this Friday. Make sure you get it. So, okay, so in this pandemic time, not only have you released singles to us to encourage our heart, Power of Love, you know, speaks to the time, us all coming together, Changing Your Story, God is doing that even in the midst of a pandemic. You have released, you have been working with your followers. I don't know how you call them, followers and fans, and you have now coming up with Winning. Following up on the You Will Win book, you have an online course that you have released, and I read somewhere that you have a makeup line too. So tell me about Winning first, and then talk to me about that makeup line you got coming.
Sure. So every year, for the past 2 years, I would do my You Will Win conference.
But, you know, due to the pandemic, unfortunately, we were not able to do it. So I still wanted to bring something and provide an awesome experience for my supporters and my followers who were highly looking forward to it. And that was the e-course. And we've gotten so many people who have registered. You can still register for it. And there is in-depth information on how you can win. We begin to touch on different areas. I had a couple of guests, but I wanted to really teach you and give you that powerful, valuable tips and tools that even I use along my journey that God has blessed me to be able to win in life and just really, really give you what you need. Because sometimes, a lot of times when God gives you a vision, a lot of people don't have, you know, those people in their lives that can help, you know, help them navigate and that can teach them certain things. So being able to be in place and to show you the thing and tell you the things that God has given me is just a very humbling experience. And I always tell people all the time, when I win, you win.
Yeah.
When you win, I win. Why? Because we're on the winning team. And so that's my thing. My God, I know that I'm assigned and called to people, and I want to be able to help you in every way that I possibly can. And so you can definitely still register for that. And then Jacalyn Beauty is my cosmetic line that has been in the works for a minute. I'm excited about it. It's not released yet, but it will be released soon. But I do have something that's coming out before that. And you will actually hear about that in a couple of weeks. And so you just continue to follow me on my social media at Jacalyn Carr, J-E-K-A-L-Y-N-C-A-R-R. And you will be able to know what that is.
All right, very good. So you know what, I'm closing this out now. You released, when you released your album artwork, a lot of people clutched their pearls, if I can use that if I can use that expression, because they had never seen you all glammed up like that. But that's Jacalyn Carr, you know. Number one, you grown up, you know, but you like fashion too. You've let us know that over the years, and obviously with cosmetics and makeup and beauty. So you have a look that you love as your you know, as kind of your leading image here. So talk about your evolution, your transformation into this young lady. I'm going to say a budding beauty icon, I guess. In addition, absolutely. In addition to being an award-winning gospel singer.
It's been great. You know, one thing that I've always wanted to do was age gracefully and, you know, blossom gracefully.
Yeah.
Many of you watched me literally grow up. Especially if you watch the beginning of my journey, maybe starting in the industry or whatever the case may be. And it's been a beautiful experience. And God has just really blessed on how to do it. And I would say specifically, even because you mentioned the album cover.
Yeah.
I had this vision, like I knew what I wanted. Like I saw flowers, I saw, you know, and this along with other looks that I did, and I took it to my team, and I was like, "This is what I want," and whatever, and they executed it well, and so it was just like an entire, just beautiful experience, and just the vision behind it. Like I just wanted to do something different. I wanted to be able to capture the church and people outside of the church,
which is
really, really, you know, grab them. And literally, I didn't even know how much the impact the album cover alone would make. Like, I literally was, all I know is I posted it and my phone just started going off. Just literally. And so, but yeah, I'm just glad that, you know, people are being blessed and things of that nature by different aspects of my life, not just the music, but like you said, even the beauty and all of that.
Yeah, you know, and as we leave, you know, you're showing off your love for animals. You got a puppy and horse riding and things like that. So, you know, we're kind of getting to know you beyond the music. Was that MTV? VH1 used to have that series, Behind the Music. I think that was the name of that show. Yeah, so it's good that we get to know, you know, that. And you showing us balance. You know, you show us balance because it's so necessary in our lives.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And thank you to everyone who continues to support and push my assignment. And you guys, like, it's just, it's a blessing to know, you know, that you all are being blessed and you're pushing me, and it's very inspiring and it motivates me as well. So nothing that you do is taken lightly or for granted. I appreciate all that you do as it relates to my gift and my assignment of the body of Christ, and I'm forever grateful for you.
You're very welcome. We love to do this and love partnering with great artists like you. Changing Your Story, y'all. It's out this Friday. Make sure you go and get it. You got any last words?
No, thank you again. The album, yes, as you stated, the album Change Your Story is available this Friday, October 23rd. You'll be able to get all the songs. For those of you who just want to get a head start, you can still pre-order, pre-download, pre-save, all that good stuff. It's on Google Play, Amazon, iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, Pandora, all those digital outlets. And again, the name of the album is Changing Your Story.
All right, all right, all right. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for your time today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
All right, that was Ja'Kaylin Cole. We want to thank her for taking some time out today to talk to us about her new album, Changing Your Story. The album releases Friday, October 23rd. Make sure you add it to your personal music collection. You'll be glad you did. Thank you so much for listening to On the Record. We'll see you next time.
It's profound, man. It's for real.
SP Radio.